Dorm Perk Zion, Mishnah Dalt. Hanoidim and Abayis, Mutter Ba'aliyah. We're moving on to different examples now. Person says a house. What's included in the house? It has two floors. The bottom floor is called the bayis. The top floor is called an aliyah. The stomach of the house doesn't include the upstairs. The stomach of the bayis includes the downstairs, not the upstairs. Divrei Reb Meir. V'chom oimrim aliyah b'chlal ha-bayis. They see that the lashon bayis includes the aliyah as well. Hanoidim an aliyah mutar ba-bayis. If he says the aliyah, he certainly doesn't mean the main house. He's saying not the main house, the top floor. Now, there's an interesting parallel to this type of thing. When we talk about bayis, what's included? Not nechus nedarim. There's a whole sugya, ganze mishnayis, in the fourth parak in Bava Basra, that when a person sells a bayis, what's included? He's not selling the shed in the back, and he's not selling the front. The aliyah is, yeah, included in the bayis. There are rooms over there that's called, it's called yetziah, and the cheder. Those type of things are not included, but the aliyah is, yeah, included. So the Rishonim explain over here, Tesianta brings it down, that that's Poshut, you see from the Mishnah over there, that including the term Bayis is not the Yetziah and the Cheder. So that's Poshut, that if a person would be Noidim in a Bayis, he doesn't mean those things which are not included. The Aliyah is already a subject of a Machloikis. Mishnehe, HaNoidim in Amito, Muta Bedargosh, person asks himself to be Nene from all beds. No, he wants to sit and learn. In order to become a big masman, he makes up for the next year. He's asking up all beds. He could only go to sleep, nodding off over a gemara. Okay? Fine. Mutter b'dargosh. Not so simple. It could be that he's not going to be forced to become the world's biggest masman. A dargosh was something that was lower than a bed, and they put it in front of the bed. The beds were higher up, and they put it in front of the bed, like sort of to use it as a stepping onto the bed. Now, you could lie down on a dargosh, but it was not oimid lekach. So therefore, there was a wooden frame, and there was just a cloth spread out, whereas the mito had crisscross strings to hold up something stronger. It was tied into the wood frame. So the dargosh was something else. It wasn't oimid l'shchiva. So mele mutter b'dargosh, divrei Reb Meir. So he might not be forced to only sit by the Gemara because he can lie down on a dargosh. It's not bechlal his neder. V'achomim oimim dargosh bechlal mita. A dargosh is yeah bechlal mita. L'maisa it's tzorche mita, and it can serve as a mita. So therefore, it's included in the neder. Hanoidim in o'ir, mutal lekanes l'tchuma shel ir. This is more of concepts you have in Erevin. What's called the city? What's called the surroundings of the city? Tchum Oyer L'chari means the Alpayim Amah, that's around the city. How to measure that and how to define that, that's already Erevin Dik Yedias. V'osel Ikonis L'Ibura, he's not let it come into the Ibura Shel Ir. Ibura Shel Ir, again, the Erevin Dik concept is immediately outside the city, not 2,000 Amis, which is the Tchum, but 70 plus Amis, which are right outside, that's called the Ibura Ir. That already would be defined as part of the city. The Alpayim Michutzolo Nat, the Ibur Shalir is Bechalal V'ir. Avla Noidim in Abayis, Osim in Agav V'lifnim. Seems like some type of contrast. The Mishnah calls it Avol. What's the bot? So the answer is when a person asks up a certain geographical location, does he mean only it? Or does he mean even the outskirts of it where you're shaykh to that place, but you're not 100% in it? The Mishnah just said that if he asks himself Minoir, so then he's not allowed to come to the Ibur Hoyer. L'chayro, with the house, you could say the same thing. There's an annex to the house. Noidim min abayis, l'chayro, you could hear min agaf v'lefnim. The agaf is the place of the doorpost. You're outside the house, but you're in the doorway. They had thicker doorways, so that was really a location. Picture one of those big doorways, let's say, go to the old city of Yerushalayim, over there. Would the inside of the doorway, if the door was closed, you'd be on the outside, would that be considered babayis? It's certainly on the outskirts, the shtichel tzustel to Ibur Shalir. So lemaisa, hanoidim and abayis, osim and agav lefnim. We do aser up the chelik, which is the outskirts. We don't look at that as aser. It's the outskirts of the house. No, by a house we're more narrow. And agaf means mamish from the place where you knock the door on the door. Not in the big doorway where you're standing outside the door, but it's only b'mokim where the door can be knocked. That's the mokim of the door itself. There it's aser. not outside. Ah, it's the outskirts? No. By a bias, only the house itself.